You're holding Chof Ches Amid Beis by the Mishnah.
That again about a psila. We'll see the Mishnah again. Psilas habeged shekifla. You took a piece of a beged, piece of material like a handkerchief. Shekifla, you folded it up. V'loy hivavo, and you didn't scorch it. You didn't light it before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. Is Reb Lezer Weimer Tumei? Such a psila, such a wick is Tumei. It's mekabel tumo. He v'yein madlikim bo, but you're not allowed to light such a wick for Ner Shabbos. We'll soon see in the Gemara what the Yisr is. It's a psila, it's a wick that was made out of a beg, like a handkerchief that you folded up. Rebbe Kiva Weimer Tehoirihi. No, it's not mekabel tumo anymore. Or madlikim bo. You're allowed to use it to light the Ner Shabbos with. So the Gemara. Bishleim Linyan Tumah, what's the machlek is if this psila, this material is makabal tumah or not? Vo pligi, we have leza sava kipul eina moil. Even though you folded it up, it doesn't make it ice begit. Over milsa kamaisa kaim, it still retains its first year. So talking about where this begit, this material was at least 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, that's a shear to makabal tumah. So even though you folded it up now it's a very small shear, still is considered a begit of 3 by 3. Rebbe Akiva Sava, no, kippul moil. Since you folded it up, now it's like a little wick, so it doesn't have the shear anymore of gimel or gimel, it's not makabel tumah. Or betule botli, mavatel the shame begit. That's the machlokes if this begit's makabel tumah or not. Our linyan had lock of a my pligi. What's wrong with using this wick? We're talking about the wick is made out of good material, it's made out of flax. It's made out of good material you can make a good wick with. So what's wrong with the fact you folded it up? Omer Reb Loz, Omer Reb Oishia, V'chein Omer Reb Adab Arava, Hocha B'gimol HaGimol Mitzum Semes Atkinin. We're talking about this wick, Metchila was a beggar, the size exactly of 3 etzboyes by 3 etzboyes. That's still called the shear of a beggar, it's still called the kli. Uve Yom Tev Shechalias Erev Shabbos Atkinin. The Mishnah's talking about, when can't you light it? Only a Friday is a Yom Tev. A regular Friday throughout the year, there's no question you could light this wick. We're talking about this Friday now is a Yom Tev. So the Shalit, can you light this wick on a Yom Tov? And the Kula Yalma is Lord Reb Yehuda. The Yoma, we hold like Reb Yehuda Shita, that is an Issa Muksa of Neuled on Yom Tov. The Yoma, Reb Yehuda holds, Masikin V'Kelim. You're allowed to burn Kelim on Yom Tov. A Kli is not Muksa. You're allowed to burn something on Yom Tov, Afrat, if you want the Tzarech Echo Nefesh. You want to burn it to use it to cook with it, or else even to use to get the heat out of it. It's Mutter to burn it on Yom Tov. Of a v'yein masikim b'shiv v'kelim, a kli that broke on Yom Tov, so about in the middle of Yom Tov it became ice kli, that's called neulet, that's an issa muksa. And the issa muksa we hold, you can't use it, you can't be metaltel on Yom Tov. So therefore you're not allowed to touch it, even to put it into the fire. You can't be metaltel muksa on Yom Tov. Then everybody holds like a Yehuda Shita. Vaito the kuli yalme iskud yula, everybody holds like Ula Shita. The yoma Ula hamadlik, snogel every near Shabbos, when you come to light the wicks, on Erev Shabbos, for Ner Shabbos, Sarach Sheyadlik B'Rov HaYotzei. You shouldn't leave the wick until the rove of the wick is caught on fire. If you have a wick an inch long, your wife is not just supposed to light a little bit of the Ner and go away, she's supposed to wait until rove of that wick caught fire. Then everybody holds like. So what's the Machlokes here now? Well, our Shaila is now you have this wick that was a folded up kli, it was a folded up, can you light it now in Yom Tov or not? Reb Lezer Sava Kippul Eina Moil. Folding it up is not being Mevatel the Shem Kli. It's still called a Kli. You have a wick that was folded up. It's still called you have a Kli here. Now, V'chivan, the Yadlik Pei Purta, as soon as you light this wick a little bit on Yom Tov, Hevelei Sheva Kli. It's considered you're breaking the Kli now on Yom Tov. Because the Kli Metchila was exactly 3 by 3, it's called a Kli. As soon as you light a little bit, it's less than 3 by 3, it's not called a Kli anymore. It's called a broken Kli. Now, according to Ula, that you have to hold on to that wick until rove of the wick is lit. Komadlik b'sheva kli. Komadlik, you're lighting now a broken kli, which has an issa muksa on it. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov then. That's why you can't light with such a wick on Yom Tov. We have a kiva sava no kippul moil. When you folded up this beggar and stam, you folded up before Yom Tov. So since you folded up this wick, you made an ice kli before Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is Kli Alav. Really, it's not called a Kli. It's not a beggar of 3 by 3 anymore. Since you folded it up, you made it into a wick. V'chi Kamadlik, when you light with this now on Yom Tov, Beit Balma Kamadlik, you're lighting like a toothpick. It's not called a Kli. It's only a Kli that's Roy to light. Use it for wick. You're allowed to light wicks on Yom Tov. Abizai, it's not called a Shabbat Kli. There's no Shal of Muksa. So that's why Rabbi Akiva says you're allowed to light this wick on Yom Tov. So the kitzur, the shaila is, when you folded up this material, that matchila was 3x3 Hanashem Kli. Now you folded it up, you made it into wick before Yom Tov, is it still called the Kli? Like, you're not mevatel the Kli by folding it. That's the first, that's Shabbat Lezer Shita. So therefore, when you burn it, now on Yom Tov, now you're breaking it, it's an Issa Muksa, you can't break it, you can't light with it on Yom Tov. Rebbe Akiva says, no, when you folded it up, you made it into wick before Yom Tov, you're mevatel the Shem Kli before Yom Tov. So now on Yom Tov, what is it? It's a regular wick that you're allowed to use. So even though you're burning it on Yom Tov, you're not being mevatel any clean, it's no muksa, there's no neilid, you're allowed to use it. That's the machlekes. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Hainu de Tanin, as I once learned in the Braisa, Halacha Gimel Agimel Mitzumsomus. I once learned that Halacha is Nogeya to a Beged that's exactly 3 etzboyis by 3 etzboyis, 3 inches by 3 inches. V'lo yadan l'may hilchasa. I didn't know what Nogeya, what Halacha is that Braisa Nogeya to. But now we understand that that's what's Nogeya to. When you have a wick that's exactly 3 by 3 that you folded it up, the question is, if it's not called Mevatel the Shem Beged, it's still called a Kli. So when you light it, now on Yom Tov, the first second you light it, you're being Mevatel the Shir or the Kli, you're like making a broken Kli now. That becomes into Nogel and it's a Muksa, and you're not allowed to light with this on Yom Tov. So the Gemara, Umi de ko mataratz of Ada Barava, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Adav Rav is the one that just explained what the machlokes in the Mishnah is. He's the machlokes Reb Lezer that says you're not allowed to light this wick on Yom Tov, and Reb Akiva says you're allowed to light this wick on Yom Tov. So Rav Adav Rav was the one of Maz, but the machlokes says Alibud Reb Yehuda. So Chura Shema Mina Reb Yehuda Srulei. The Chura Smashma this Amora. Rav Adav Rav he himself also holds like Reb Yehuda that holds there's an Issa Muksa on Yom Tov if it's Noilid. Like this case we have a Kli. And now it breaks on Yom Tov, it's called Neulet, and it's a Muksa, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Fred Gemara, is that true? Mi Yom Rav Adav Rav Hochi, Vu Yom Rav Adav Rav, Nochri, Ogoi, Shechok HaKav, he hollowed out the size of a Kav, like to make a measuring cup, Bebikas Yisrael, it was Yisrael's piece of wood, and on Yom Tov, Ogoi went and hollowed out a size of a Kav, like a measuring cup, in this Bika. So he like made a Kli on Yom Tov. It's called Neulet. So Churit should be Nissa Muksa. Still, Rav Adav Rav says, Masiko be Yom Tov. The Yisrael is still allowed to touch this Kli, and he's allowed to burn it if he wants to. Here's the Kashava Mai. How was he allowed to touch this Kli? Be metal to the Kli. Neulet to. The Churit should be Nissa Neulet. The guy made this Kli on Yom Tov. At the beginning of Yom Tov, this wood was not a piece of wood. Now on Yom Tov, it became into something new. It became into a measuring cup. That should be an Issa Neulet Muksa. According to Yud, it's also to touch. And here Rav Adav Rav says, no, Yisrael is allowed to still touch this cup now, and Masikim, but you could burn it. You see, there's an Issa, he's allowed to be metal to the Muksa. And for the Gemara, it's not Shver. L'divreihem de Rebbe Lezev Rebbe Kiva Komalei of a Vilei Lo Yisrulei. Rav Adav Rav himself holds like Reb Shimon. That holds there's no Issa Muksa, no Issa Neulet even on Yom Tov. Now that that Rav Adav Rav explained the Mishnah, he's only saying pshat in Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva. Hey, these two Tanoim, Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva, both hold like Reb Yehuda, that you're not allowed to burn Muksa on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn Neulet. So the Machlekes is, though, is it called Neulet or not? The fact you folded up this beggar, this wick, before Yom Tov, Reb Akiva holds, that makes it ois beggar, ois kli before Yom Tov, so it's not called Neulet. Reb Lezer holds no, folding it before Yom Tov didn't make it ois kli. When do you make it? When do you mevat l'shem kli on Yom Tov by burning it? Reb Lezer Neulet. So Rav Adav Rav is saying that's the machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva. But me myself, Rav Adav Rav, this Amora, he passes like Reb Shimon. There's no issa muksa on Yom Tov. So Drashi l'divrayim the Reb Lezer Reb Akiva kamar. Hi the ukim lu Rav Adav aliv the Reb Yehuda. That the Rav Adav says both in Tanoim the Mishnah, look at Yehuda, the Chaz of Pluktayu, he saw the Machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva, Tleimituk me'el aliv Reb Yehuda. It only comes out explainable according to Reb Yehuda Shita. O miyu iyu, but he himself, Rav Adav Rav, Leisvir le'el Reb Shimon. He holds like Reb Shimon, we'll see later on in the Masechta, Reb Shimon is always Mekel in Hilchas Muksa. He holds less of an Isser Muksa than Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is always more machmer in Hilchas Muksa, and Reb Shimon is more mekel. So we'll see later, even in the Masechta Beitzes comes out, that on Yom Tov we pask in the risen Issa Muksa, we're more machmer like Reb Yehuda Shita, and on Shabbos we're more mekel with the Issa Muksa. And this halach we pass like Reb Yehuda, we'll soon see. So the Gemara, Rabbi Roma, Rabbi says no. Hainu time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the time of the Mishnah? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say you can't use this wick? This psila, habdege chakifla, if you have a handkerchief, like you folded it up, you can't burn with it now. Zokta lefi shein madlikim v'psila shein amuchreches. He says a new shita, nothing to do with bimavat l'shem kli. It's you say it in all type of wicks. You're not allowed to use a wick to burn for Nesh Shabbos if you didn't like burn it before Shabbos. As Erev Shabbos, first you have to mechreches, you have to like scorch it. First burn it a little bit, then put it out, and then burn it again. It burns very good. For loy b'sam retutin, who then you can't use like shematis. She'ena mechrochim. If it wasn't burnt before you're lighting it now for Nesh Shabbos, you can't use this material, this type of a wick. As you have let the sheet use the sheet in all wicks you want to use for Nesh Shabbos, you have to first light it like before Shabbos, put it out, and then light it again. So Drashi, time of the Rebbe Lezer, Bahadloka, Mishrom Dei, Madlikim Boi, Shein Dolkin Yofi, it doesn't burn well. Ovechol Shabbos is a Shana Osa. Volav Mishrom Nilu. You don't have to come on to this Friday is Yom Tif. Talking about a regular Friday. Now if every Shabbos is also to light wicks, if you didn't light the wick beforehand. That's Rebbe Lezer Sheet. Fred Gemara, Eloho Abazoi, Eloho de Tani Rebbe Yosef, according to Rava, that Rebbe Yosef learned the Braisa, Gimel la Gimel Mitzum Tzomis, there's such a Braisa, it's Nogeya to a Beged, that's exactly 3 by 3 etzbois. Is Lamai Hilchasa, what Shiloh is that Nogeya to? Nogeya to Hilch Shabbos, lighting the wick, it's not Nogeya to. Because our Mishnah, Machlekes, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Kivu, Rebbe Kalite with this wick, has nothing to do with the size of the Beged, it has to do with any type of a wick. You have less holds, you can't use the wicks unless you burnt it once beforehand. So, what does this right to say halacha of a beged gimel a gimel? So, Gemara linyan tumma, it's nogeya to hilchas tumma. Which beged is makabel tumma? The Tanan, gimel a gimel shomru, that was what we had before. That a beged that's gimel a gimel that's voice. It's only 3 by 3. Habi, it's made out of tsemer or pishtin, it's makabel tumma. Is halacha yishino chutz min amalal. Diver Rebbe Shimon. Chutz from Lal means a chutz from the hem. This beged has to be enough to have a material of 3 by 3, excluding the hem. Because you have to have a little bit more material. Usually at the end you make a hem, you fold it over to make a hem. So a chutz from the hem, you have to have 3 by 3. Alachom moimrim, no. Gimel agimel mechavonis. Abi, you have a piece of material that's exactly 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, still it's makabel tumma. Even though you can't make a malal with it, that's a chom halachom. That was Rabbi Yosi's Braisa. So if you have a beged, the exact shear of 3 by 3 it's boyish, even though you can't have enough material to make a hem, still it's makabel tumah. So Drashi, chutz min amalal, derech toifer begodim, people that were toifer the begodim, limlo min abegodim, they folded over part of the beged, lechoif lamat, sovavat sphere at the end, yachakach toifer gimel agimel, yisoifer litfer, litzloi beged oni. What do you use the chlal of beged 3 by 3 for? A patch for noni's begodim. Lakach achshavei liyas kli. Therefore, it's a choshev kli. Even though 3 inch by 3 inches has no use such a beged, you could use it to fill in a patch. If an oni has a hole in his pants, he'll use this for the patch. Hilkach tzorach liyas b'yosim mishir hamalal. You have to have extra from the patch. You have to have something to make the hem with. Kadei sheyatloi sholosh al sholosh. He's a chutz from the hem. You have to have enough for 3 by 3. And the Chum say no mechavonis mitzum tzamos. Obahachi yachshavo. For yafagav the geshayit for lehevi sholish. Even though when you use it for the patch to sew into the beged, you're going to have some part for the hem. You're not going to have 3 for 3 for the patch itself. Still, the Chum say it's choshev. For I know half the Rebbe Yosef. That's Rebbe Yosef's halachon. For lav nishum diyevi tefillah mitame halafugim natanakama. Not that more, not avada. The bigger the beged is, avada's makabel tumma. But even such a small shear of gimel al gimel, still it's makabel tumma. So kids, machlokes, what's pshat in the Mishnah then?
And Rabbi's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, he says that the shema dikum tefillah shein rachas and the lo b'sam atutin dem rufachim the kavah homer from tefillah.
Yeah, you're right. Tezi is the kasha. Kosher, kiven tonen da fidlu psilu shenem chochem, ema dlikim koshchem satutim shenem chochem, mi vete sefte gosem satutim da fidlu chochem. It only goes that. Right. Omer Rav Yudam, v'lalocha, we don't hold like Rav Blezer. We don't hold that you have to light the wicks before Shabbos. It's an Indian. If you want to do it, it's a nice thing to do. You just brought down that even though the lady, the wife, lights the candles, the man should be mistaken the candles over Friday. He should put them in, and he should take a light the wicks a little bit, then blow it out, let her light it. That's only a hiddur. But Ikra didn't be passing out like Reb Elezer. You don't have to light the wicks beforehand. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. We have before him, Masikin Bekevim, on Yom Tif, you're allowed to burn the kli, you're allowed to take a chair and put it into the oven. You want to bake something, you have no wood to bake with, you're allowed to put a chair into the oven. But if ain't Masikin Beshiva Kevim, if the chair broke now on Yom Tif, it has a din noilut, if it came into something new, it's muksa, you're not allowed to use it bimetalkum. Divi Rav Yehuda, say out to Rav Yehuda. We have a Shimon Matir, that's a Shimon Chitol over, he's more makeup by muksa. Another locker is Masikin Betmorim. You're allowed to take dates and burn with the date, use it for fuel. Ochlon, let's say you ate the date, the fruit itself. Ain masikim legarinayim. You just have the pit that you can't burn with. Why not? Because the pit becomes muksa. About the pit is like a noilet. At the beginning of Yom Tif, it was one fruit. It was edible. After you finish eating the whole fruit, the pit itself is not roi teeth. It becomes noilet. It's muksa. Divrei Rav Yehuda. We have Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon doesn't hold from the Yisra Muksa. You're allowed to burn with it on Yom Tov. Masikin Begoizim. You're allowed to take nuts, peanuts, and burn them, use them for fuel. Ochlam. You opened up the nuts and the shells, and you took out the peanuts. Now, Ein Masikin Beklifesayim. With the outside shell, since now it's not an Oichel anymore, so it becomes like a Nerlid, it's Muksa. You're not allowed to burn the shells on Yom Tov. Divi Rav Yehuda, Sev Yehuda Shita. We have Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon is Matir in all these three cases. So tomorrow tzricha, I need all these three cases of Rabbi Yehuda's chumrah. I wouldn't know one from the other. As he said, three halachas here: that if you have a broken chair, it's nittle, you can't burn with it. If you have a dates, the pits, after you finish eating the fruit, it becomes nittle, and then you have a loch of the peanuts that the shell itself becomes nittle. What's the chiddush of all these three cases? The Yashmini Kemais is only from the first case of a chair that broke. The Kam Rav Yehuda Mishum Dimikara Kli. At the beginning of Yom Tov, you had a complete chair. It was usable. Fahashta Sheva Kli. Now that you broke the Kli, it's Mamish Noilid. It's not called a Kli, it's a Sheva Kli. That's a good Noilid. The Heaven Noilid for Yosser. Like the Noilid Shat, something new came about on Yom Tov. You were not making it before Yom Tov to use it. It has an Issa Muksa on it. Avul tomorrow, Mashen came dates. To mikora garinen, vahashta garinen. The emesin before Yom Tov, you knew what you have here. You have a date, and inside there's a pit. And the Frat Letay speaks out. You know before Yom Tov, it's oimer to eat the pit on Yom Tov. So you know chlor on Yom Tov, you're gonna have a pit. So I would think maybe that's not called neilut. Like since before Yom Tov, you know chlor, you're gonna have a pit on Yom Tov. It's mishlei machir. It's not oimer to break on Yom Tov. So the beginning of Yom Tov, you had only a chair, you only had that to use the chair, not to use a broken chair. But here, the garinim, the pits, you know you have pits inside the dates, and you know when you finish eating the dates, you're going to have a pit. Same, Moshapra Domi, I would say like you have that to use the pit also. Kamashmala, no. The beginning of Yom Tov, the svori is, so he says, the pit is like bottle to the date. The whole thing is considered you have an oichel. That's all you have here, just an oichel. When you finish eating the fruit, now the pit becomes a thing by itself. And that's Merlot. He didn't have it here before. Right? V'yashmin and Garina, if I don't know the middle case, of pits, hava mina dimikora mechsayin, fahashta miglayin. It's good, it's called Merlot, because at the beginning of Yom Tov, you couldn't see the pit. The pit was in the middle of the date. What do you see? Only the dates. You don't see the pit. So therefore, later, when you have the pit, it's Merlot. Avol klipia goizim mashek, and you have walnuts. Or nuts, dimikora miglayin, you have a walnut. At the beginning of Yom Tov, what do you see? You only see the shell. You only see the outside shell. Vahashta miglan. And after you crack it open and eat the inside pit, what do you have left? The outside shell. So I would think that's not called Nailed. Ey, Moshapa Dummy, since the same thing you saw before, you have right now, that's not called Nailed, Tricha. No, still the Chiddush, that's called Nailed. And the Svara is the same Svara, that at the beginning of Yom Tov, this outside walnut shell is not considered like a shell, it's considered part of the nut. Since the yikah here is the oichel inside, it's all bottled to the oichel, instead you have a nut that's edible. Later, when you finish eating the nut inside, all you have now is the shell, that's not called an oichel, that's awesome. What? Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, loizu wa avzukatoni, enichadami. Trashi ochlan biyomtif, ein masika megarinim biyomtif. The heaven they noilat. The hashtu miglayin, hilkach noilatu. So tomorrow, behold the Rav. That this din that Rav holds like a Yehuda, that you're not allowed to burn muksa on Yom Tov la beferish itma. Rav himself never said this halacha klo. Ella meklol itma. We only learned it out from a maisa. We saw Rav did something. That's mashmi holds like this shita. Trashib hod the Rav the Yom Rav Yehuda ain matzikim megarinim. Oh no, that's the Rav says even contra Rav Yehuda. This is called neilad. The garinim, the pits. La beferish itma. Rav Yehuda never said a beferish that neilad also goes upon the pits. His yoni said a claw by yeshev a kli, where you broke a kli. That's real neilad. But here where you have the whole date before Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov you ate the date, you only have the pit. That he never said beferish. It's only a cloud. What's the cloud? The Rav achli tamori. The meister was Rav was eating dates. Veshadye kishaisa levuchya, and he threw the pit into a kira, into to use it for fuel. This was in the middle of the week this happened. Shrashi ochla tamri b'chul. Rav was once eating dates in the middle of the week, and when he got finished, he took the pit and he threw it lebuchya. Shrashi kira sharofim, put it into the oven. Shekur until you vehi chalula, it's empty, it's hollow. Was from shekosabem leveitaf behind the nami kira, it's all type of a kira. V'utagim shabesh shvisa shtekaderus, the place enough to put two pots on top of it. That was the maisa. He was eating dates in the middle of the week and he threw the pit into the oven. Omale Rav Chiya asked Rav, he said, Ba Pachsi, Trashi means Ben Gedolim, is you Rav, you're the son of a big Godel. Kenegda b'yomtiv osur. So Rav Chiya told the Mishnah to do this maisa, what you did on Yomtiv is osur. As when he got finished eating the pit now becomes a nulet, it's like a shever kli, so you're not allowed to touch it, it has an issa muksa. So you would not be allowed to throw this into the oven on Yomtiv. That's what Rav Chiya answered him back. So we have a shayla kibli minei ala kibli minei. Is it true? Was Rav makabel or not? His Rav didn't say this din beferish. It's only a maisa that Rav Chiya told it to Rav. And poshit, since Rav kept quiet, poshit tzuraya Rav was maskim. Even though it's not 100% zichi was maskim, but menastam that's called the tzuraya from a cloud. So now the Gemara is masupik though. But is it 100% raya or not? Maybe we kept quiet, but he still brings zichi. He doesn't know like that. Toshima, bring your raya. To Chiyosi Rav Lebovel, when Rav came to Bovel, Ochol Tamri, he ate these dates, Vishadi Kishaisel Chiyusa. It has happened on Yom Tov, and after he got finished eating the date, the pit, he threw it and gave it to the behemoth teat. So, you see, the Chura, it's my love, the Fasiaisa. My love, we're talking about a date, a good ripe date. A good ripe date, you're able to eat all the fruit off the pit. So when he finished eating the date, the pit was a bare pit that should live like muksa. And still he gave it to the chayis, he gave it to the animals. He touched it to give it to them. So you see, it's not called muksa. V'loy kibla, or b'zayt the chayis kum, and Rav was not mekablet from b'chiyah. Rav holds, this is not called neilad. Since the beginning, Yom Tov had a date with the pit inside it. Later, the pit doesn't become neilad. Because you see, Rav, even after he finished eating the date, he still took the pit in his hand, and he gave it to the animal's teeth. So the Gemara loy, from here, wouldn't be a steer, wouldn't be a rayon. We're talking about a date, or b'yamiyosa. A date that's not fully ripened yet. So therefore, the fruit still clings to the pit. So even when you get finished eating the fruit the date, there's still some oichel left on the pit. Therefore, the pit does not become neilad. Hey, so where there's food still left on the pit, it's still roi teed, them treat is still called oichel. Since it's still edible, you can still eat the rest of this fruit, so therefore it's not called neilad. That's why he was able to still touch it and throw it to the animals. If the pit would have been such a pit that it had no more oichel on it, he would be maskim that it's called neilad. You're not allowed to touch it on Yom Tov.
He put in no more oichel on it, but he just threw it out of his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be a shala, right. Here the shala he put into his hands. It's a shala muks.
He didn't put it out of his hands, but he still threw it in long as he didn't.
Yeah, but here the kasha was by says, he has to spit out of his mouth. The kasha by says he should have spit it out. He shouldn't have put it into his hands. Putting it into your hand is muksi, not put it into your hands. That's the shayla here. Even though the Gemara doesn't say it, right? The Quran talks about here. The Quran, what's the raya? I mean, it doesn't say what he did here. Maybe when he got finished, he just spit it out to the behemoth. So you have to say, Mashman, the Gemara knew he put it down, and then he picked it up with his hands, and he gave it to the animals.
But he wouldn't be able to even put it in his hands.
Right, the Quran, that's right. If it's muksa. If it was first a Michael Adam, yeah, on Yom Tov we muktzah. It's called neilad. On Shabbos it's muta. On Yom Tov, we pass it like this halacha. It's more chomer the gadinim on Yom Tov than Shabbos. Rashi kishaisa garinim. It's the pits. Bar pachte bigadolim. Ochla tarmi biyomtiv. As Rav was eating these dates on yomtiv, Rashi pasaisa tomorim toivim umesbashtim yofan. How many was these dates? Were very ripe dates. V'chol oichol shalhem nifresh malgarineim. When you eat it, all the fruit gets off the pit. V'yein hagarinim ruim atotol. Abazoy, the pit is muksa, you're not allowed to touch it at all. Yafiluachi, Charlotte Tutle, still you see Rav threw it. The Mishdai Lechayusi picked it up and he threw it to the behemoths. Alma, like Kibliminei. Mashma Rav holds that these pits is not called muksa. Terence was no, it's talking about Rami Yosso. Shrashadiye Mitzvashtos Yofa, these dates don't get ripe. Vienna Oichel Nifrash Mehem, you can't eat all the fruit off the pit. O Mishdaya Bagarinehem, some fruit is still left on the pit. The pit is still edible. And since it's still edible, it's still called an oichel. Avad, it's not muksa. Why do I touch it on yontif? Simela agavi. Melzat Rashi. Sheesh oid me'imon alayim. There's still mother means that still the fruit is still on it. So melo, the pit is not muksa. But in the case where the pit would be clean, no oichel, it's takablai muksa, and you shouldn't touch it on yontif. Omalei. So there's a famous Rashboy for Notir that brings out from this side that Muksa is only Yotzer on touching it. Mashenkin Hano, it's Mutter to have Hano for Muksa. Like here, the mice was Rav threw it into the oven. So the Gemara doesn't answer Shal, how could you have Hano from the burning of it? The only Shal the Gemara is, how can you touch it? The Mashma Muksa is only an Issa, you can't touch it. But if you have Hano from it, that comes Mamela, that you're allowed to have Hano for Muksa. I will see you another way soon. Omalei Reb Shmuel bar Chono l'Reb Yosef, l'Reb Yehuda. Omalei Reb Shmuel bar Chono l'Reb Yosef. Reb Shmuel, yes, Reb Yosef. L'Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, D'yom ma'masikim b'kelim, v'yei ma'masikim b'shiv b'kelim, Reb Yehuda holds on mooks on yomtiv. Tis an issan oilid, that if you have a broken kli that broke on yomtiv, you're not allowed to burn with it. How could you burn with a complete chair, a full keli, you could burn with? As soon as you take the chair and put it into the oven, the chair becomes broken. As soon as it starts to be burned, it's a broken kli. When you're making an oven here to burn with, you have to keep on moving the wood around. So if you put a chair into the oven, you're allowed to touch the chair. The chair is a chair, it's a kli, you can put it into the oven. The kasher was once in the oven, though, now it becomes a broken kli. How could you continue to move the kli around? So here the Rashi brings a raya. The Gemara didn't ask the kasher, how could you have anor from it? Anor, you're allowed to have anor from it. Because for muksa, you're allowed to have anor from muksa memela. So the only kasher is, how could you say to move around the kelim? You have to keep on moving the wood in the oven. Aye, but you're moving the wood. The wood now is a shever keli. It should be muksa. And the Gemara, the yovet ki Rav Masna, enechnami, you have to do an etz like Rav Masna says. The yomer Rav Masna, omer Rav, etzim shenoshru min adekol latana biyomtiv. Etzim, a branch that fell off the tree on yomtiv. So that's vadai, no, that's vadai muksa. Hey, it's a tree, or something that's mechub lekakir, is muksa. You're not allowed to touch branches on yomtiv for on Shabbos. So if the branch came off the tree on yontif, that's a muksadika branch. The branch fell straight into your oven. Yeah? And so now that it fell into the oven and it's burning there, you're allowed to have anor from it. Oh, but what's the etzah to move around the wood in the oven? You want to make the fire better, you want to move it around. How can you move it around? So if you have masan etzah, marve etzim muchonim umasikim. You're allowed to put more wood into the oven. Put muchindika wood. Wood that's oimet to be burnt, so it's not muksa. And that's not called a kli, it's only oimet to be burnt. So even when you're burning it, it's never broken. The kli is never broken. It was never clean in the first place. It was only firewood. So if you add new firewood into the oven, then as roiv, you're allowed to even touch the muksa. So Rashi, marbas Rashi aleim umavatlim roiv. You mavatlim roiv. So that's the yetzer also. If you want to burn a kli on yon to put it into the oven, the yetzer is after the kli starts burning, you're not allowed to move the kli anymore in the oven, because now it's a broken kli. The yetzer is they'll put new firewood in. And since you have roiv, it's mutter. It's also interesting, the Rashi speaks out, Davada doesn't mean a real din bit of roiv here. Because roiv, you know, calls them on its nicker, the yisr, there's no din bit of roiv. Here we're talking about you had a chair. You put the chair in the oven. So the chair is still nicker, you know it's clover chair. So what do I put? You put now 10 new pieces of firewood in there. When you're going to go mix it up, you see the chair in there. So it doesn't pass bit of roiv. Calls them on, you see the yisr, can't be a hefty bit of roiv. So the Rashba says the Gemara doesn't really mean the hetter of bitl b'roiv. It means the hetter now is no issa tiltl of muksa. Muksa is only yos to touch the muksa itself. But let's say you touch something else that moves the muksa. That's called tiltl munatzad. We'll see later on in the Masechta. That's muksa by muksa. Moshe, we have muksa on the table. You're allowed to take a knife and move the muksa off the table. That's called tiltl munatzad. Tiltl munatzad is muksa. So here also, once you put new firewood into the oven, it's considered you're touching now, you're touching the firewood. The chair gets moved around also. That's the head that tilts him in that side.
So,
he
wants to put a robe doctor.
Yeah, you need robe, because if you have robe, then we know on which ones are you touching. You're touching one of the robe. So you're touching now a head to dick of wood. And when you move that wood, that moves the chair. So what? That's called tilts him in that side. Well, that's the heter here. You're not allowed to move the chair itself. But if you touch a heterdik wood and make that wood move the chair, that's called tutum atzad, that's mutter. So that's the eitzah. You have to put new wood into the oven. Now you can all move it all around. Right. We have hamnun elamah, no, a new pshah in the Mishnah. Hocha bepochos mishloisha shloisha skinin. I take...